My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mr. Pitt joins us now for year number what of broadcasting as the play-by-play man. Bill Hillgrove is with
51.
Us.
51.
51.
Jeez. Wow.
I was 7 when I started.
Well, speaking of 7, Bill, you got Cade Bell, the offensive coordinator, saying they're going to run plays every 7 seconds yesterday. How's that going to treat you, man? I feel like you got the hardest job in the world now.
Well, I better take a stenographer's course, because I like to keep track of the play-by-play, so I got to develop some quick shorthand. Also, you know, I mean, it won't be every play. There'll be sequences when it goes that fast. But they do have check with me's, and so that's going to give me a little time to write, and certainly Pat Bostic more time to talk.
Bill, who are you excited to pay attention to this year? You know, obviously Nate Yarnell, Eli Holstein, they're going to get a plethora of the reps at quarterback on Saturday. But anybody outside of the quarterbacks, are you excited to see take the field on Saturday?
I'm excited for them to use Gavin Bartholomew more. Didn't use him enough last year. And I think that's a plus. Plus, I think they're fairly deep at tight end, as they are deep at running back. The O-line, I think, is solid. Wide receivers, yeah, you got some question marks. But Kenate Mumfield leads a pretty good, talented, fast group. So I think they can score points.
Is that the biggest question? Because I happen to think, and this might be rudimentary, I think Narduzzi's going to have the defense playing well because he's Pat Narduzzi and it's defense after all. Is it a question as how fast can the offense get up to speed and that will help get them to their ceiling this year? Just how fast get that down?
Adam, that's a good point. And I think, you know, as you know, football's hand in glove. And the defense has to sometimes help the offense. But last year, that offense was so woefully pitiful that, you know, it put too much of a strain on the defense. And I think that came to fruition as an example, the Syracuse game, where Syracuse just said, we're going to run the ball down your throats. They couldn't stop it. I think right now up front, they have 6 tackles who could start, maybe 7. You've got a much improved linebacker core. So, you know, I think they'll do a better job of stopping the run. And I think that's the key. You know, Narduzzi always wants to make you one-dimensional, and I think they can do that.
Billy, you got Penn State, West Virginia Saturday. Obviously, James Franklin, Neil Brown. You got Pitt in West Virginia about 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks and a little bit from now. Out of all three of those coaches, Pat Narduzzi obviously included, who has the most pressure to win this year, in your opinion?
Well, that's a good question. I think Narduzzi has pressure to win, but you know what? I think last year was an aberration. I don't think it was a true indication of where Narduzzi's program stands. And I think the failures at offense just kind of took that whole thing and took it south of the Mason-Dixon line. And so I think he is the most pressure, but there's pressure on Neil Brown. And hey, James Franklin, you know, still to a lot of Penn State fans, he's got to beat Michigan and or Ohio State, and that hasn't happened yet.
Bill, you spend a lot of time, obviously, around Pat Narduzzi, so I imagine that you have a good feel for how he's feeling. He's not always going to tell us if he jumps on the air that we love having Pat on, and I think we have a nice rapport this show with Pat. Are you picking up optimism from Narduzzi? Is there a quiet confidence? What's his vibe going into the year?
I think it's pretty confident. I think I can read him pretty well. I mean, he's been here 10 years, and I think he knows that the focus is on his team. And I think in this opener particularly, you know, Kent State has like 42 transfers, so you don't know what you're dealing with. They got a second-year head coach and two new coordinators. So, you know, I think he's right in saying we just have to do what we do and worry about that. And I think that will get them through the early part of this schedule. Cincinnati, although they come off a 3-9 season, they're going to be better. And certainly Pitt, West Virginia, you just kind of throw out records, and it's a big rivalry. And so, you know, that could make it more interesting.
Bill, we're super excited about this. We're going to be doing it every Thursday at 7:50 throughout the football season. We appreciate you waking up today and joining us, and we can't wait to be doing this here.
I'm going into the hardware store to buy two more alarm clocks.
Thank you, Bill.
See you Saturday, Bill.
Best of all luck, right, on Saturday. Have a great call.
H2P.
There's the man.
Yes, H2P.
Bill Hillgrove. I say it all the time.
H2P?
No, not that.
Hail to Pitt?
No.
I love Pitt?
No.
Pitt fight song?
No.
Pitt?
I was going to say.
I love Pitt?
There's a lot of people that are associated with the program that make it harder to hate Pitt than I used to. Like, I don't care that my wife went there, my parents, screw them. But Bill Hillgrove, great guy. You're a great guy. Pat Boston, great guy. I happen to enjoy the conversations I've had with Pat Narduzzi. You guys make it tough on this Mountaineer over here. Eh.
You know he's listening.
I know. That was an accidental omission on my part. Of course, EJ goes to the top of the list on niceness. As good as it gets in the country at the SID position.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.